Oh, hello, Cecil. I was wondering if you were coming over.
Well, I had to feed Nero before I left home. But you knew I would come over.
But you didn't say, so I didn't really know.
What would you have done if I hadn't come over? Gone to bed?
There are things that are more important, thank you.
For instance?
Oh, I would have brushed up on my English.
Is it dusty?
Oh, I can see you're like all the rest.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing, Cecil. But I decided to change.
What? Long underwear?
Cecil, if you're going to get vulgar, you can go home.
Who's getting vulgar?
You don't have to mention things that you wear.
Well, what are you going to change?
Myself. I'm going to improve myself.
Ha! It can't be done.
Oh, Cecil, that's the nicest thing you've ever said.
What?
What you just said.
What did I say?
You said it can't be done.
Oh, did I? I wasn't thinking.
That's right. Be horrid.
I'm not horrid, but I am thirsty.
Oh, you're thirsty?
Muchly.
Would you like a glass of water?
Would I like a what?
I said, would you like a glass of water?
Once more.
Shall I get you a glass of water?
Have you got something in your mouth?
My tongue.
Is it swollen?
Of course not.
What did you say a minute ago?
I thought you said you were thirsty.
I are.
Goodness, what English.
Oh, I did that on purpose, thank you.
Well, do you want a glass of water, or don't you?
Uh-oh, there, you did it again. I wasn't watching.
What are you talking about, Cecil?
That's just what I was going to ask you.
Cecil, I'll give you just one more chance.
You'll give me a what?
I said I'll give you just one more chance.
What's that?
What's what?
What you said.
Are you trying to be funny?
No, intelligent.
I don't think it can be done.
I don't care for that last remark.
I'm sorry. I guess you're not very thirsty. If you are, you can drink out of the faucet in the front yard.
Do I look like a bird?
Well, I've done it, and I'm no bird.
No, a goose isn't a bird, is it?
What do you mean?
I forgot. Where were we?
I've lost track.
Well, anyhow, it's been a hot day, hasn't it?
Is it important?
No. I thought you might like to hear about it.
It's been a charming day, really.
It's been a what?
A lovely day, I said.
Oh, did you? I didn't know.
Quite.
What's the matter with you?
I didn't quite grasp what you said, Cecil.
What have you got in your mouth?
Why?
You've got some mush or something in your mouth.
Oh, don't be silly. What would I be doing with mush in my mouth?
Swallowing it, I guess. How do I know?
I have nothing in my mouth.
Are you sure?
Rather.
Huh?
I said rather.
I heard you, but what do you mean?
Oh, Cecil, don't be an ass, really.
I knew it, I knew it. I thought so when you first started talking.
You thought what?
You've stripped a tonsil or something.
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, it's something, the way you talk. Doesn't make sense.
It does, too.
Huh. You sound like an Eskimo or a sea lion or something.
Oh, please, Cecil, don't put me in a class with animals.
What? There it goes again.
I said, don't class me with animals.
An Eskimo isn't an animal.
Really?
I'm positive.
Oh, Cecil, you amuse me.
I'm sorry, I can't say the same thing about you.
Are you trying to be nasty, Cecil?
Hey, let me see your tongue.
I will not.
What's the matter with your throat?
Nothing.
Then make that crack again about me.
I said, must you be nasty?
Must I be what again?
Must you be nasty?
Real slow now.
I will not. Oh, you're just impossible.
Well, there are two of us.
I don't wish to talk to you.
What's the matter with the way you talk?
There's nothing the matter. Nothing at all.
You didn't talk that way yesterday.
I've changed since then, thank you.
What did you catch?
What do you mean, what did I catch?
Well, you've got a sore throat or something, haven't you?
What makes you think that?
Well, you say nasty for nasty and gloss for glass. There's something wrong.
I said it that way on purpose.
You meant to say it that way?
Rather.
What?
Yes, I did.
Well, what for?
Because it's right. That's good English.
Good for what?
For nice people to talk.
Hey, what have you been reading, Sally?
Well, I've been going to the talkies and I listened to good English, and I've decided that I'm not going to be a lowbrow any longer.
And so?
And so, I'm going to speak good English after this.
And so that's what you're doing?
Yeah.
My gosh, and I didn't recognize it. Why, it's awful.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yes? Who said so?
I did. And I'm going to be proper after this.
Oh, after this, huh?
Rather.
What's the rather for?
That's a nicer way of saying yes.
Well, what's the matter with just yes?
Oh, it's too harsh.
Oh, it's harsh. I guess if the house is on fire, and I say, quick, is the house on fire? You're going to turn around, and you're not going to say yes. No, you'll raise your eyebrows and say, rather.
Well, it's nicer and more refined. You can be common and vulgar if you want to.
I'm going to say yes. That's what I'm going to do. Or yeah. Or I'll grunt it like a pig. Yeah.
Of course, if you want to be coarse and uncouth, well, I'm going to talk like a lady.
Pardon me while I laugh. When are you going to start?
I've already started, thank you.
Oh, I didn't know.
You're welcome.
Well, you sound like a sap. So you've been to the talkies, and you've decided to talk bigger and better English.
Rather.
Oh, for a nice club.
Cecil, shall I go into the house and get you a glass of water?
No, I wouldn't know what to do with a glass. Haven't you got a glass?
As you will.
Oh, ye God. Thanks. I'll go out in the front yard and drink out of the faucet in a minute. Out on the grass.
That's right. You're improving, Cecil. You too can be a gentleman.
Oh, I too can be a gentleman. They laughed at me when I got up to speak. So I broadened my A and flattened my T. 10 easy lessons.
That's right. Be stubborn.
Look. You see that out there?
The faucet?
Yes.
Rather.
Or say yes or no.
Rather.
How would you like to have your head held under there and have me turn on the water, huh?
You wouldn't dare.
Well, it's sure a temptation.
Quite.
Look, see that lawn? That may be grass to you, but it's grass to me.
I see you insist on staying a lowbrow.
And don't call me names. Do you know what would happen if I talk like that with some of the fellows that I know?
They'd admire you.
Huh. They'd razz the life out of me.
I'm sorry, Cecil, that you can't understand. If the fire of desire
it's
does
not... It's fire.
Fire,
not fire.
It's fire.
It's fire.
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 Cecil,
fire.
Cecil, stop it. Stop
fire.
It this instant.
Fire.
The neighbors are looking out the window. Oh, goodness, now see what you've done. Look, here come some people over here. Now I hope you're satisfied. They must think the house is on fire.